When I got the belly of the beast, I was reading Matthew 25th chapter, verses 35 through 46. And Jesus was saying, when I was hungry, you fed me. You know, when I was naked, you clothed me. And he said, when I was in prison, you came to visit me. And they responded back, you know, when were you any of these things? And we had to do this for you. And he was saying that whatever you do to anyone in those situations, homeless people, hungry people, children, prisoners, that's what you're going to be graded by. And I think in this country, we do a great job of promoting slavery through prisons. One socio-demographic is sent to prison disproportionately more than others. Prisons are becoming privatized. It's basically cheap or free labor. And we letting this happen. We not visiting. We not making phone calls. We not putting money on the books. And it's wrong. So I just want people to know, besides it being wrong morally and on some street nigga shit, it's wrong because God said so. See, I see the value in the Bible just like I see the value in the streets. And I really see a thin line between them. And I feel like a lot of the same qualities pour over and over. But you got leaders in the streets that profit strictly from the streets. And leaders in the church profit strictly from that. And they don't bring it all together. Regardless of how you feel about the brothers in prison, man, if you ain't taking care of them, you ain't doing God's will. That's how I feel. And in fact, that's what the Bible say. Grind Time Rap Gang, bang, bang, bang. Yes.